The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports. You play to win. And I don't care if you don't have any wins. You go play to win. When you start telling me it doesn't matter, then retire. Get out. Because it matters.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Fearless, Kings of Leon. Good tune, man. When you're the show, me and Sebastian Granger from Death From Above were doing dueling Kings of Leon impressions at One Hand Kick the Bucket and I Swing the Leg. On More Stories Podcast, email me morestories3737@gmail.com. This is your daily More Sports Podcast. I realize I don't do Joe Pesci very much. I've sort of put Dennis Miller aside like so much. There's a lot of impressions. If you got a favorite impression, just, you know, holler. Put it in with your Amazon purchase. This episode of More Sports, I'm going to take a bat to Big Ben Roethlisberger. I'm going to take a bat to a few folks, actually. You're going to like this episode. This episode of More Sports is brought to you by Landon Lynn. JJ, click through your website, jmore.com, to get to Amazon to purchase 40 U.S. flag forever stamps. I live life on the edge, and I'm always up to something wild. Today, it's buying stamps on Amazon. Who knows what shenanigans... I think I say stamps or... I said stamps instead of stamps. Today, it's buying stamps on Amazon. Who knows what shenanigans lay ahead for me tomorrow. Always happy to support your beautiful boy, Scoreboard, in whatever way I can. Promise to use these stamps to follow your advice and send my first check for my mortgage. Love you, JJ, and I am continually impressed with the man that you are. I feel so honored to know you. Landon Lynn. Thank you, buddy. Why 40? Why not just get like 140 so you never have to do, I don't know. I buy sheets of stamps like I'm selling blotter acid at Woodstock. Yeah. Nice to see JJ leaving the post office. He's got sheets of stamps. He's about to make Betsy Ross's bet. Okay, Chip. 76%. That's the number we're going to look at today. 76%. That's an impressive one, isn't it? I'm Russell Brand. If you told me 76% of all females I would conquer, penetrate, pillage, and make pregnant, I'd be a happy man. But it's not that, Russell Brand. It's Alex Smith's completion percentage this year. 76%. Boom! He's the best quarterback in football right now. Period. This is not an argument. This is not my opinion. Alex Smith is the best quarterback in football. Alex Smith was an absolute pariah in San Francisco. Mike Nolan had a suit on the sidelines. Alex Smith was not so great for the Niners. From Utah. He's a Ute. Alex Smith, the only other time he hit 70% was the year the San Francisco 49ers traded his ass to the Kansas City Chiefs. He's been so consistent. And look, he's never had receivers. Tyreek Hill's like a new toy. And he's supposed to be a return specialist. I was like, well, he's not good enough to be a full-time receiver. Well, maybe he wasn't. I'm never going to doubt Andy Reid again. I can doubt the front office and their cockamamie decision to draft Pat Mahomes. But when it comes to the fact that Alex Smith and the plays that they draw up to free Kareem Hunt, to free Tyreek Hill, to free Albert Watson, who's 5'8". The Chiefs are what's up. Like, I can't get enough of the Kansas City Chiefs. 76%. On offense, you have one receiver that anybody knows. It's Tyreek Hill. And we don't know him from receiving. We know him from returning. You have one tight end. Granted, he's fantastic and he's hot. Travis Kelce. And one running back who's a rookie, by the way. Nobody knew Kareem Hunt was going to be all world and get 111 yards or whatever he got rushing the football. These are incredible numbers. For basically three, they just kick your ass with three dudes. Four dudes. Alex Smith, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, Kareem Hunt. And Kareem Hunt was in there 2 months ago, 3 months ago, 4 months. I'll just keep going until I hit like 5,422 months ago. My shadow moves around me in a circle. 5,810 months ago. I'm damn impressed. And Andy Reid, I wasn't sold on him as a coach. I mean, he's a better coach than I am. I mean, but Brian Westbrook, I think, could be like a Hall of Fame running back. And I was just like, why are we fucking around with Karell Buckhalter and stuff? Like, just give it the rock, baby. Give it to a man, Brian Dawkins. What are you doing, Andy Reid? What are you doing, Walrus Man? Cuckoo, ga-joo. The Chiefs put 29 on the Skins. And what's great is that these degenerate gamblers think that, like, Justin Houston personally fucked them and bent them over a table because he scooped up a fumble, took it to the house. So the spread that was, what, 3.5, and they won by 9, got blown out of the water, and the over got hit with that as well. Like, yeah, I don't think anybody on the football field or involved in football operations, the head coach, defensive coordinator, the water boy, mama said a crocodile cry because the water boy. Nobody's aware of the damn point spread while they're playing football. Justin Houston, look, the Washington Redskins at the before the gun sounds for the end of the football game, they're doing that like down 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 down, like goddamn Benny Hill routine where they're throwing the ball, lateraling it all over the field because they want to take it to the house and try to win the football game. You play to win the game.
You play to win the game.
And then Justin Houston just goes, "Oh, look what I got, lunch." And eats his sandwich all the way into the end zone. There goes the spread. There goes the under. And everybody's like, I can't see how it's rigged, man. What's he supposed to do? Fucking kick the ball out of bounds? I want to get paid, youngin'. Add me up. Hey, don't forget my scoop. It's not a pick six. It's a scoop six. It's a scoop six, man. Check me out, my scoop six. Scoop it up like that right there. How about a practice squad kicker missing an easy field goal, but I just came out of wrestling practice at Crespi High School, so I'm actually, my hands are shaking. Oof, that's some work. Harrison Butker, a 43-yard field goal with 8 seconds left. That's his first career NFL football game, and he drills the hard one. Don't we all?
Oh, boy.
The headlines are misleading. Butker's field goals send Chiefs to 29-20 win over Redskins. No. Justin Houston scooping up a loose football and taking it to the house leads the Chiefs 29-20 victory. It was like two different games. There's more football in the last 8 seconds than there was for the previous hour. The first half was a snore. It was really weird. Was it 10-7? And then Butker missed one to go into the tunnel at the half, tied at 10-10 or 13-13 or something like that. And the kid said, it was pretty cool because Harrison Butker, he missed his first field goal attempt ever. Like, how do you go out for the second field goal attempt? Like, oh my God, I stink. Andy Reid walked over to Harrison Butker and he went to instill a little confidence in the youngin. And Andy Reid walks over to the kicker, and Butker just looks at him and goes, I got it. I was just off a tad. I got it. I was just off a tad. Andy Reid coming to you to, like, cheer you up, and you give him the Heisman, like, I'm good, bro. I'm good, pal. I'm Harrison Butker. And that made Andy Reid feel good and confident sending him out there for the 43-yarder that should have been the game winner until Justin Houston took the Redskins' lunch and all the degenerate gamblers' lunch. That is really great. Butker said he was claimed off the Carolina Panthers practice squad. He said, I did not have butterflies. I felt confident. I knew it was going to come down to a field goal. I felt pretty calm. I was excited. I wasn't nervous. The Chiefs are 4-0, and they're kicking the shit out of people with a wide receiver, a tight end, a running back, and Alex Smith, 76%. And by the way, Alex Smith got his teeth kicked in. He was sacked 4 fucking times by the Redskins. Who? Redskins? I didn't know they had 4 sacks on the season. Chiefs, the victory came at a price. I know Josh Norman did not return for the Redskins, but for the Kansas City Chiefs, they lost a guard. That's a good O-line, too. But when you look at the fact that Alex Smith got sacked 4 times, uh-oh. DJ Swearinger. We got a corner blitz. McLean had a blitz. Ianitis. Ianitis, and it feels so good. Ianitis. Oh, I can do that all day. Ben Roethlisberger has some balls on him. I'm about to take a bat to this asshole. He says Antonio Brown was a distraction yelling on the sidelines. Yes, he was. But Big Ben, you're not the guy to call out a teammate for being a distraction, considering if you say Big Ben Roethlisberger anywhere in the country at a barbecue, a guy next to you holds up his Miller Lite and goes, that's the guy that raped the girl in the bathroom? Now, no charges were... He was not found guilty. He's the wrong guy to deliver this message, man. He's been throwing his teammates under the bus for a long time. How about instead of calling out the guy that's a pain in the ass, Antonio Brown, who, by the way, is one of the best wide receivers, top 5, top 4, top 3 in the league. Maybe go, hey, you know what? Who cares about that? How about Juju Schuster throwing fireballs after his touchdown and throwing dice last week after his touchdown? Unfortunate. The flare-up was called unfortunate by Big Ben. And look, he was open. He was mad that he was open. I get it. He's the best receiver in the world, maybe one of the best ever to play the game, Roethlisberger told 93.7. I'd like to think him and I together may be one of the best quarterback-wide receiver combos to ever play the game. You could be. I don't know. He needs to react that way. I don't know he needs to react that way. He's superhuman on the football field, and when it happens, it almost brings him back to being a mere mortal, if you will. Nice of Big Ben to work in, if you will. Like, he's in fucking British Parliament. And when he acts that way, it brings him back to being a mere mortal, if you will. Yes. Because it gets in his head, and it just messes with all of us a little bit. And I'm not trying to call AB out. No, you're not at all. I just think this is causing a distraction that none of us really need. Yeah, like pinning a girl allegedly against a bathroom stall and putting your cock in her? That'll cause a distraction. You got some fucking balls on you, buddy, calling out AB. AB, you know, I said this, I was interviewing Jake Plummer, who did a Neil O'Donnell impression. It was pretty great. And he goes, guys come back to the huddle, and they go, I'm open. And he goes, it's your job to be open. Of course you're open. Why wouldn't you be open? You're the only one on the field that knows which direction you're going to be running. Ben Roethlisberger's a hypocrite. Calling out Antonio Brown. He's got a history of throwing teammates under the bus. He said he got upset because he was open, which I can understand. Sometimes that happens. Well, Antonio Brown, no. Sometimes it always happens. What are you talking about? It's fucking Antonio Brown, Ben. I was disappointed. All right. I'm not going to read you the damn thing. It wasn't Roethlisberger's fault, in other words, because it never is. Look, as far as quarterbacking goes, he is otherworldly great, Ben Roethlisberger. He's a better quarterback than Antonio Brown as a wide receiver. He's got the rings to prove it. And look, the issue is that Ben Roethlisberger is calling out the Steelers' best player for causing a distraction that none of us really need. Why say it publicly? And apparently, Brown effectively, you know, they just ended it in the locker room after the game. And I'll tell you one thing. Yeah, I'll be Dennis Miller instead of Norm. Well, I don't know how I got. I just got cut from the comedy team. I'll tell you one thing that causes distractions is riding a motorcycle with not a fucking helmet. Being suspended by the NFL for, in Roger Goodell's words, purchasing for facilitating the purchase of alcoholic beverages for underage college students, at least some of whom are already intoxicated. But, okay? How about going on the radio and saying you're contemplating retirement instead of keeping that to yourself and your team? You've caused a lot of distractions, a-hole. The biggest distraction in the NFL is a real story, and that's Mitch Trubisky of the Chicago the Bears is going to start. And he says he's ready for Monday Night Football. You better be ready, buddy, because I thought you should have started from week one. You throw Mike Glennon out there, who cares? You better be ready. By the way, I should go in a little bit on Colin Cowherd saying that Philadelphia is the dumbest sports city in America. He's right. What a bunch of a-holes. Even Eagle and Philly fans that don't live in Philly. Sam Patesh, my buddy, he's an Eagles fan. I'm doing like my mock draft. I go, oh, look, you guys get Leonard Fournette. He goes, nah. I'm like, who the fuck doesn't want Leonard Fournette? You'd rather have LeGarrette Blount? Or the fact that there is an actual dumpster fire outside of Cleveland Brown Stadium? There was an actual dumpster fire outside of the dumpster fire. LaMelo Ball was pulled out of high school by LaVar Ball. I'm going to circle back to Trubisky and close strong with it. Lonzo Ball at his home debut in Anaheim at the Honda Center. And LaVar Ball said he's pulling LaMelo Ball, a junior in high school, out of school with the intention of homeschooling him and training the UCLA commit for the next 2 years. Now, LaVar Ball doesn't like his coach, Chino Hills coach, Stephen Gilling. School fired Gilling, and then you pull him out of school. Maybe Gilling would still have his job if you fucking pulled him out of school, and this guy didn't have to fall on the sword for your son and his creepy hair. He's got hair like ramen noodles. He spoke to Ramona Shelburne of ESPN at Staples Center, the other home debut, the real home debut. And LaVar broke down the reasons for pulling LaMelo out of school. It was absolutely idiotic. Idiotic. Get along with me. Guess what? You go 35-0. When you try and do it your way, goodbye. He's talking about Gilling, the guy that already left. Look, this is high school basketball. I don't give a shit. But it is real news that a guy has this much... He's going to pull his kid out of fucking high school? You're going to homeschool him? Who says you're smart? I don't know if he's smart. He's good at marketing, but so is Colonel Parker. And if Colonel Parker was alive, I'd kick him in his dick for having Elvis turn down A Star Is Born. Anyway, gang, Mitch Trubisky starting on Monday Night Football. He says he's ready, and he better be ready. John Fox, statistically, I believe, is the worst coach in Chicago Bears history. That is really saying something. But now is the time for Mitch Trubisky to go in there and kick some ass. If you watch him during preseason, he looked really good. There's no reason he wasn't starting. There's no reason Mitch Trubisky... Well, maybe the coaches know he's not as good as Mike Glennon. Well, then you shouldn't have fucking drafted him and forfeited all those picks. So, Monday night, the Bears are going to host the Vikings at Soldier Field. Mitch Trubisky at home, that's going to be really cool, and you just insured yourself a huge sellout. And he's the first quarterback drafted by the Bears in the first round to start as a rookie since Rex Grossman. That didn't really work out. He only started 13 games in college, Mr. Trubisky. But when I watched tape, Voch Lombardi, V-O-C-H Lombardi, on YouTube, breaking down Mitch Trubisky, he convinced me that he was the real deal. So I got news for you. You know what else is the real deal? The Vikings linebackers. Yikes. They will intercept your passes. They will hit you hard. And they will fuck dudes up. So you better make sure you're ready, Mitch Trubisky. I don't want you to be nervous. I want you to be ready. I want Mitch Trubisky to succeed. I want the Vikings to win, but I want this kid to do well. More sports. See you.